Commentator Anne McBride Norton lives in China, and when her daughter, a rock singer, visited recently, an unexpected musical connection formed.
I come from a musical family. Growing up, our house overflowed with singing and often reverberated with tunes from my dad's pickup combo. My sister makes her living as a songwriter, and throughout the years, my twin brothers have put together more bands than I can count. My daughter, Mary McBride, a singer-songwriter in the family tradition, recently arrived for a visit in China, flush with the excitement of her first record contract and pockets full of rave reviews. Mary claimed she was seeking R&R from rock and roll after a year of her band playing back-to-back gigs from Austin to Aruba. But as she burst off the plane with her guitar in tow, I knew deep down she was hoping for a musical busman's holiday.
Falling, falling for you.
And that's why we tramped up a remote mountain path to find Ding Shun Tsai, a frail 80-year-old man, barely 5 feet tall, known in these parts as the Gourd King, a musician much admired for his ability to play several odd-shaped string instruments and a Rube Goldberg-like flute crafted from multiple dried gourds. On the long hike, I kept thinking, this is going to be hilarious. Roots rock meets the Gourd King. New York hipster meets ancient ethnic art form. But as they broke out their instruments, the differences quickly faded away as Mary and the Gourd King just became musicians who played for each other as if nothing else in the world mattered. As the old man played, Mary, in tight jeans and a baseball cap turned backwards, sat on a log with her knees to her chin, listening with the intensity of a chess player in the middle of a close match. The Gourd King, his sight and hearing nearly gone, bent his head gently next to Mary's guitar as she played and sang, his eyes half closed, swaying to the music.
I didn't think that you were a rocket, but you flew me up to the sky. One day could melt.
On and on, back and forth they went, the sounds and rhythms drifting across the valley. The afternoon sun, barely visible above the craggy red rocks, signaled it was time to go. As we silently hiked down the mountain, I marveled how music is a language that transcends speech, a bridge that spans generations. But the musical kinship I'd witnessed on the mountain had not been forged simply on these lofty levels. The kinship was also sealed throughout the day as Mary and the Gourd King each repeated over and over again that annoying musician's habit of starting to play and then stopping to relentlessly tune their instruments.
If I wasn't me, I might have been you.
Anne McBride Norton lives in China.